Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, and looking at it from the perspective of one of the beautiful hadiths which has been narrated from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said the following regarding the inner knowledge of Allah, ma'rifatullah. You know, the virtue of gaining knowledge of God, gaining inner knowledge of God, meaning gaining a very profound knowledge of God, our Creator, is, you know, there is no doubt regarding the virtuousness of this, the virtue of this quality, right? Knowledge is, in general, knowledge is something, you know, virtuous. In Islam, it's been recommended. Of course, we would like to offer the reservation that knowledge is not an essential virtue within Islam. Rather, it's a precursor to the ultimate and principal and essential virtue within the, you know, myriad of Islamic virtues, which is piety and the fear of God. Inna akramakumullah indallah atqakum. Right? But this piety and this fear of God can only come about with knowledge, about knowing who God is. And that's why knowledge is virtuous in Islam. In any case, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following regarding the virtue of attaining inner knowledge of God. He said, if people knew the virtue of knowing Allah, mighty and exalted, they would never extend their gaze to the splendor and bounties of the life of this world that Allah has granted to the enemies. If they knew how virtuous knowledge was, the knowledge of God, they wouldn't ever look at, you know, how, you know, rich such and such a person is, right? Or how many cars he has, or, you know, how beautiful his house is, how beautiful his wife is, and so on and so forth. No, they would constantly seek out this knowledge of God. In continuation, the Imam says, they would then regard such people's worldly goods to be more insignificant than the dust under their feet. Right? How, you know, wretched is the dust that, you know, that our feet gets mixed with. If, you know, if sometimes we might step outside of the house just for a second, you know, to get something, we forget to wear our shoes, and our feet get all dusty, you know. We don't waste a moment of time, but, you know, in trying to clean our feet, you know, from that dust, from that mud. And that's how bad we think it is. Well, a person with who knows the value of knowledge, of the knowledge of God, that's how he deems the worldly goods of other people. And they would take great pleasure, they would take great pleasure at attaining knowledge of Allah, mighty and exalted, and would savor it as if they were tasting the experience of being in the gardens of paradise with the friends of God, right? You know, the joy that, you know, people experience, you know, which we do not know yet, the joy that people will experience in entering paradise and being with the awliya Allah, the friends of God, these same people experience that same pleasure in gaining knowledge of Allah. Verily, the inner knowledge of Allah is an intimate companion in every desolation, a friend in every type of loneliness, a light in every darkness, a source of strength from all weaknesses, and a cure for all ailments. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the knowledge of Allah and its virtuous nature in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.